This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Ah, well, this ice cream is good. I've got an ice cream in one hand today and not a wrench. And, of course, a microphone in the other so you can hear me, because we are broadcasting live right here in the Ice Cream Tech Engineering Studio. Didn't even know we had one, but we do. That's the best part of it all. Things we don't know we do have. Walking down the hall here in Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting live. If you walk long enough down any kind of hall, folks, you end up finding ice cream. Oh, yeah. Nice, cool, creamy, cold. Oh, it feels so good to just have that ice cream dripping down that wooden stick onto your hand, doesn't it? Welcome into Auto World, into the Ice Cream Tech Engineering Studio, folks. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to have you along each and every week. It's a special treat. Not ice cream is a treat, yes, but you're the treat for me to have you take time out of your life, stop everything that you're doing to tune in, which turns us on. So if you turn us on, you tune in, we're all turned on. That's what it's all about. Oh, yeah. Thanks for having your ears on is what I'm saying. That's what it's all about. Without you, you're the star of the show, we wouldn't be here. The great affiliates throughout the earth, on the globe, the marble that we're on. Of course, there's one gentleman that and his crew that was looking down at us a little bit earlier today. Oh, yeah. Virgin Galactic. Oh, Sir Richard Branson did it, didn't he? He flew up there and looked down at us. He probably wanted an ice cream bar at the time that he did do that. But, hey, he did it. Congratulations. He beat Jeff Mann there with Amazon, huh? Well, why not? Hey, it's good to have you along here on the planet that we're on, to have you tune in, to have fun, to learn something. I hope you learn something. And, of course, I always want you to teach me something. Two heads are better than one. That's what it's all about. Right here from the Auto World Plaza. And I definitely would like you to become a charter member. And the only way to do that, you're a charter member when you're listening, but you're really a good and great charter member when you get involved. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's one word. Since 1992, that email I've had, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And the phone number since 1992 also, 855-660-4261. And this hour, second hour of Auto World, is all about, well, you and helping you eat that ice cream. So we're going to have a little history behind ice cream, of course, the ice cream truck. And, of course, did I just say ice cream? That's right. Scream for ice cream. And in fact, I know after this week here on Auto World, we're all going to be about 5 pounds heavier. That's what it's all about. But we're enjoying each other, aren't we? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Because we're sitting back, relaxing. We have the tray table down to catch all the dripping ice cream off that wooden stick. So it is time now to give you a little history. Behind the man who did it and started it, Harry Burt. He created a chocolate perfect for coating solid ice cream. He figured out how to put chocolate on a solid ice cream bar, which, in fact, he copied Christian Nelson. Christian Nelson, who invented the Eskimo pie. Well, at the suggestion, Harry, of course, Bert, at the suggestion of children, he added a wooden stick to the ice cream bar, folks, which made it a lot more convenient to consume. He called it the Handy Cold Snacks. Good humor ice cream suckers. Bert then thought of an ingenious way to distribute the ice cream bars behind the confines of the ice cream parlor. That's right. The only way you could get it is go to the ice cream parlor. But what did Bert do? Well, he outfitted 12 trucks with freezers and bells from his son's bobsled and took to the streets ringing the bells. Thus was born the Good Humor Ice Cream Truck, the 20th century icon of the summertime joy for American youth. Oh, yeah. Well, that's just a little bit of history. The earliest Good Humor, of course, ice cream trucks were modified Ford Model Ts. Henry Ford got involved. So that's just a little touch and taste. We're going to give you a little bit more history coming up on the second hour of Auto World. And the third hour, we're going to have, of course, a lot more history. And also, we moved out the, I've got the ice cream truck top 10 songs. Which one's your favorite? You probably had no idea there was 10 of these songs, but there is. There were 10 songs that played out of those microphones. They got rid of his bells and put music to it. So we're going to share those with you. Little snippet, of course. We've got to do that. But first and foremost, you are the star. I want to hear from you here on Auto World, 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex, of course, he cannot be hanging over the GCN 2800 mixer machine today because he's got ice cream bar in his hand, dripping it all over the buttons. But I guarantee you, when you do call in, he'll make you sound good. That's what it's all about. Okay, so here on the second hour, we not only give you a little history of the ice cream, but you know what? Who? Well, you know who began the next chapter. You didn't know this? Well, Honda. Yes, Honda now, the new Honda SUV becomes the next chapter in the brand's EV direction in North America, folks. I'm talking EVs again, but it's Honda this time here on Auto World. That's right. The new Honda EV to go on sale in North America in 2024. It's quite a ways out there. Honda finally figured it out, and they want to say that it symbolizes the first in a new series of a volume Honda BEV models, which is battery electric vehicles. Honda targets 100% of auto sales in North America to be full electric by, oh, I got to say this again. We talked about Canada getting rid of gas, banning gas. They're doing it 5 years earlier. Now, Honda, they're saying they're targeting 100% of auto sales. That's 100%. I don't think you can get any more than that, can you? No. 100% of auto sales in North America to be fully electric by the year 2040. 2040, folks. We've heard 2030. We've heard 2035. And now Honda's saying 2040. All electric. The battery electric Honda will be highly competitive with all the functionalities of expected by you, of course, the Honda customers. For you folks that's never had a Honda, you might be thinking, well, should I now go ahead and wait for the 2024 all-electric Honda? Well, Honda also is the Acura brand, folks, SUV, of course. They're going to introduce an all-electric Acura SUV in the 2024 year, too, calendar year. So if you have an Acura, if you like Acura, you've been thinking about buying an Acura from the Honda side of it, that's kind of like, well, a little bit higher, higher up on the bar there. Acura's got a little more creature features, cabin features for you than the Honda. They're going to offer that to you. That's right, 2024. So you've got the new model for Honda coming out. It's going to be all electric. The new Acura is going to be all electric. And that's all coming to you from 2024. The next chapter, EV, it's here. What's up next? Well, I might be talking a little bit of hydrogen, too. We have talked a little bit about that here on Auto World in the past. I did dig out an interview when I did interview the scientists behind hydrogen, and we're digitizing that to bring it to you. It's kind of good to hear about the story before the story, you know? So we're going to bring that to you. Come back after this little short break, and we're going to be sharing more of your emails at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Right here from the Ice Cream Engineering Tech Studio. Oh, those strawberry shortcakes are good. On a stick. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Shifter, and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You won't screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled and his leg was fried. His hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to fix it up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear of the floor and stayed right there on the floor. Then it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know? Sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel at 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off liquor and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down. We run out of ground at the edge of town, bashed in at the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
Driving an ice cream truck. You gotta be careful going down those hills when you got an ice cream truck. All that ice cream in the back. Oh, oh, hey, welcome back, everyone. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here on Genesis Communications Network. Good to have you along. And, of course, on great our great affiliates throughout the globe. Absolutely, down there in the Virgin Islands. I'm hoping you all folks out there are having an ice cream. Chocolate, strawberry shortcake, maybe a popsicle, doesn't really matter. As long as you got one in your hand, right or left hand. Today here on Auto World, we're having a lot of fun, of course, with the ice cream, because I'm in the ice cream tech engineering studio where they're melting ice cream right now in order to get the molecules out to find out what makes it taste so good. Have you had a chance to make some homemade ice cream yet this summer? Oh, I like to do that. I got lazy in my old age and decided to plug it in. Yep. We are not only plugging in electric cars, folks, but we're plugging in ice cream makers now. I used to have to hand crank that bad boy, and now we're just plugging them in. Plug it in, plug it in. Time for a little trivia here on Auto World this week. In 1913, installment plan is the first used in San Francisco. That's right, an installment plan, kind of like a loan for your car, back in 1913. Installment plans was the first used in San Francisco to sell automobiles, allowing the buyer to purchase a car on time by making, of course, certain size of payments, amounts over a certain period of time. They've upped them to 8 years now on your cars and trucks. Some of you might even have a 10-year contract. Wow, that's all I got to say. It all started back in 1913. Okay, the Auto World crew, we love you. We love you emailing us here at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Please do it anytime. I'm live, of course, this weekend. Every weekend we are. And if you're listening to us on a delayed station throughout the week, on your lunch hour or in the afternoon or in the morning, good to have you along. Don't get mad when I promote this phone number right now. Since 1992, you can call me at 855-660-4261. If you call and get no answer, you're on a delayed station, which isn't okay. Email me with your car questions and let me know how your ice cream is tasting. With that, the crew here at Auto World pulled this email out exclusively, so I want to read it. Thank you to the Auto World crew. Thank you for pulling it out of the hubcap for me. Don't eat all my ice cream over there. Thank you. Auto World, love your show. Well, thank you. I love you being here. Will you help my neighbor with her oil leak? Okay, I will. I told her to call you, but she is too bashful to call, so I'm emailing you and hoping you read it live on your show. That's why I believe our crew pulled it out. That's why we're reading it live. She listens to you every week. I listen, but sometimes miss the show, so I head over to your podcast. Well, thank you. I do appreciate it. The podcast address is Auto World Podcast, by the way, everybody. Google Auto World Podcast. So this person heads over to our podcast. Anyway, my neighbor, she has an Audi A4 that has an oil leak right under the firewall area on the passenger side of the car. I took a look and I have no idea what would be leaking in that area of the car if someone put oil instead of antifreeze in the coolant system. Then I can see oil leaking out of the heater hoses on that side of the car. And you're absolutely right with that, but no one's going to put oil in your antifreeze, your coolant, your radiator. So Mark, you said stump the chump. Did I stump the chump? Question mark. Thanks for taking my email, Will. And the girl next door. Hey, good one. And, Will, you folks are in Stillwater, Oklahoma. It's time for a shout-out. Shout-out! Great shout-out to our great affiliate there in Oklahoma, KZLS AM 1640. Edmond, Oklahoma City. And, of course, 99.7 FM, Norman in Oklahoma, Langston. Perkins, good to have all you folks along because of Will and his neighbor. Girl, there. And I noticed, Will, you didn't put a name on the neighbor girl to protect the innocent. That's okay. I want to do a real quick shout out to the folks that we know, Street Outlaws, the 405, the drag racers, the 405. Hi, guys. How you doing? Good to have you along. I know you folks have got all you guys that are their show, the Street Outlaws, of course, seen on the Discovery Channel and, I don't know, TNT's, a couple other TV show places, channels. Anyway, hey, guys, I know they fix cars and well, maybe you might want to look up the Street Outlaws 405, Google them, and go into one of their shops here once I tell you what is going on with the Audi A4. And they're going to see the same thing. Well, what's going on? Well, over on the passenger side, as you're standing in front of the car, you pop the hood on that A4. In the very back on the firewall, you actually, literally on the firewall itself, but it's mounted on the back section of the top of the head, cylinder head, and it goes right into the camshaft, and that's a little square box you'll see. I first and foremost, Will, too, though, I don't recommend you helping your neighbor girl there do this job. I believe that she, I don't believe, I for a fact here, I want her to go to the Audi certified dealership or an Audi certified technician to do this job. You've got two O-rings leaking, and there's a fuel line. It's a fuel, actually the fuel pump, oil pump that runs off the camshaft in the back on the firewall on the passenger side. The O-rings leak there. Well, it sucks oil up through into from the engine, and you got an oil leaker right out the O-ring. Well, that's how you do it, folks. We're right there from Stillwater, Oklahoma. We're going to take a little short break. Thanks, Will. Send me an address for I can send you some good detail items to clean that Audi A4. Neighbors, that is. Coming back, those songs, the top 10 coming your way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Conde thanked the international crew who flew in to assist local authorities with the recovery efforts.
We held a memorial walk along Collins Avenue with family members and first responders, Hatsala that's been on the scene from the beginning, and members of the Israeli Defense Forces. We took a moment to celebrate and thank the men and women of all the search and rescue teams from Miami-Dade Rescue, from our other cities and states around the country, and of course, those from around the world who've been working 24 hours a day for the last 2.5 weeks, and we especially wanted to salute the Israeli team.
Federal prosecutors appear to be moving toward a close encounter with reality in their attempts to prosecute some of those who were at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Some, in fact, entered the building in front of police officers who held the doors open. This is USA Radio News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With the tray table down to actually spill on your tray table with your ice cream bar. Oh, yeah. Those ice cream cones, of course, are one of our favorites. Coming up, we're going to be talking a little bit of history about Mr. Softy. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. A little housekeeping here. Go ahead and go over and take a look at, check out that picture I put up on our Instagram account, Auto World Media, and, of course, my Facebook page, Mark Evans. You'll be seeing me sit there behind a microphone with a yellow coupe behind. That's Mark Evans. That's who I am. Here you're listening to Auto World. And I welcome all of you to go over there to the Auto World Radio Facebook page, and you will actually get to see a video with a flying car. It's real. It's flying. It's landing. It's taking off. You'll be able to see it right over there at Auto World Radio Facebook page. Well, it's time now to reveal the top 10 truck ice cream songs. Let's now start with number 10, The Entertainer. Number 9, Camp Town Races. Counting them down to number 1. Number 8, La Cucaracha, La Cucaracha. And now number 7 on the ice cream top 10 truck songs, Brahms' Lullaby. Makes you want to have an ice cream bar, doesn't it? Let's go now to number 6, Little Brown Jug. We wouldn't have any of these without a truck. So here is number 5 on the ice cream top 10 song list. Thank you. And you all know what that one was. Pop Goes the Weasel. Now let's move on to number four on the Ice Cream Truck Top 10 Songs, Sailing, Sailing. Oh, yeah. V8-powered truck, ice cream truck, that is. Now let's go to number three, Red Wing. Oh, we're getting closer to number one here this week on Auto World, the ice cream top 10 truck songs. Let's go to number two, Picnic Hello. Well, we've been waiting for it. I know you have all week long. Now you're wondering, I know you have an ice cream truck delivering ice cream bars and, oh, just plain ice cream. Oh, yeah. I'm broadcasting right here in the Auto World Plaza in the Ice Cream Tech Engineering Studio. The number one song that we all like and have heard over the years, coming out of that big microphone on top of that ice cream truck, the number one slot, Turkey in the Straw. Oh, yes, there it is, folks, the top 10 ice cream truck songs. Now, I know you want an ice cream bar, and I know what that's going to do to me. Another 5 pounds. Oh, anyway, that's we've been waiting for it all week just to give those songs to you. Who would ever thunk that there was top 10? Well, there was, and there is, and that's what we like to share with you. Now it's time, before the next short ice cream break, Mr. Softy. Well, Mr. Softy, who is it? It's a name that they use, of course. It's a franchise company. They have trucks slash vans that go around, and they've been doing, Mr. Softy has been bringing you the very best ice cream and frozen treats to kids and families since 1956. Mr. Softy is the largest franchisor of soft ice cream trucks in the United States. This has been achieved through quality truck construction, of course, advertising, and most importantly, by the effects of the great people that make up the franchise dealer organization. Mr. Softy has, you ready for this, folks? This is a lot of music. Mr. Softy has over 625 ice cream trucks and over 350 franchise dealers operating in 18 states. And that means one thing. I know a lot of you have got a Mr. Softy ice cream truck in the area that you're listening. Do a shout-out for me, would you? Run out there and get you an ice cream bar. Grab onto that wood stick that old Bert invented years ago, putting that stick on there because the kids, his customer said, it's too messy to pick up and eat. So he put a wood stick in it. Mr. Softy, just a little bit of history behind it, and that's what we like to do here, a little trivia history and learn something. Oh, I can't hardly wait to go get a Softy now. These guys here at the ice cream tech and engineering studio here on Auto World today, where I'm sitting broadcasting live, I'm pretty much drinking a lot of the ice cream because they have to melt it to find out what in the world is in ice cream. Oh, tell you what. Well, it's now time for a little more trivia in the automotive area. And then we're going to take some more of your emails at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Phone number, you're the star. Interrupt me at any time. Put that ice cream bar down and call me right here at 855-660-4261. Back in 1936, a survey reveals that 54% of Americans now own cars. That was back in 1936. I did say 54%. Now, and you know what year it is, and you know, in fact, it's changed a lot. Because we all own cars. I wonder what the percentage rate is. That's some more information I need to dig up to find out how many. I know all of us own a car, but how many of us have 3 or 4 cars? 5 or 6 cars? 7 or 8 cars? Okay, we'll dig that up. Figure it out. Talking about digging up, let's go to the email bag here on Auto World. Dig into the email bag. That's to the left of me. There's a good one right here. Good email share with you today here on Auto World. Second hour, and each and every hour is different here on Auto World for each and every one of you that do not only get the second hour. Call your station and ask for the first and third hour. Let's get going on that. Appreciate it. Let's do it. Email here says, hi, Mark. Happy hot weekend to you. Thank you. It's pretty cool here in the ice cream studio. Hope you're staying cool. Yes, I am. Thank you. My truck has, I think, an overheating problem. It's a 2000 Chevrolet 3/4 ton extended cab with a 6.0 V8. The weather here has been staying in the triple digits, so it's hot. My truck usually runs right at 220 degrees, but now is hitting 250 plus. It takes about 15 minutes of driving before it hits that number. But if I'm stuck in traffic, it starts to get into the red quick. Just wondering if you could help with some ideas to get it fixed. Thank you, Randy, listening in Nashville, Indiana. Well, hey, Randy, time for a shout-out. Nashville shout-out. Good to have you along, all you folks in Nashville. Randy, of course, he says, I'm listening to you on Saturday live. Well, it's repeat, he says, but then I go to GCNlive.com on Sunday. Well, Randy, thank you. Appreciate the loyalty and being here for us. Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate there in Nashville area, WGCL AM 1317. 1370. That's WGCL AM 1370, Bloomington. There's our horn. Greenwood, Columbus, Bedford, Indiana. Oh, yeah. And, of course, 98.7 FM in Nashville. What a treat, Randy, to be in Nashville. Absolutely, Indiana. Oh, yeah. Ken, my webpage man, lives right there in Indiana with you. He makes that autoworldmedia.com. Looking good. We're adding more pictures. We've got some more of your pictures to add to that, by the way. We're going to come back, help Randy with his email. And by the way, if you do have a car or truck you'd like to share, we'll put it up on our website, autoworldmedia.com. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
She's going to be shaking if you don't have good shocks. Oh, yeah, those shocks, they tend to stop that car or that truck from shaking, especially if you're trying to tow something. Uh-huh, that ice cream truck that, you know, you have called that Chevrolet, that Ford, that Expedition, that Suburban is the ice cream truck for your kids.
Oh, yeah.
And those grandkids. Got to always have an ice cream truck. I've got a little cruising cooler, electrified cruising cooler. That's right. I sit on a cooler. I might have to put that up on the Facebook page or share it with you on Facebook. Let's do that. I'll do that. It's got a steering wheel on it, the whole bit, electrified. You open the lid, and yes, 4th of July, I put ice cream bars in there, and of course, pop and water for the grown-ups. And I go around at the house there, and I go around the neighborhood and hand out ice cream bars on my cruising cooler, electrified with wheels and everything. Everything's got to be motorized if I'm around it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you around. Each and every week, it's a treat for you to shut down your life, to come into my life, to share with you. You share with me, I share with you, our auto world. How's your auto world been? Phone number here, live from the Ice Cream Tech Engineering Studio, 855-660-4261, and or email. It's always good, folks. Well, no matter what time you would like to email me, you can at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And again, I keep forgetting to tell you that you can actually Facebook message me. Facebook address is Mark Evans, my name. And you can become a friend. I think we've got a couple slots left. Why not? I think Facebook lets us go up to 5,000. I'm almost there, and that's good. Like I said, two heads are better than one. And in this case, it might be 5,000 heads are better than one. Oh, teletype's going off. Some news is coming in. Let me get it. There it is. Oh, I love that. That teletype machine still working after 25,000 years old. Got that from one of my customers, actually. And I said, I'm going to use that on the show. And it's still working. And here's some news right off that teletype machine. Jay Leno's 2015. That's right. Jay Leno sold a car. What? I can't believe it. Jay. Well, he did it. Jay Leno sold his 2015 Tesla Model S P90D. Sold. It's a special model, of course, as you know, the Model S, but it's the P90D. 2015 Tesla model. He did it. Okay, go ahead and ask. You're wondering, how much did he sell it for? Where did he sell it? Well, I can't tell you where he sold it. He sold it at an auction house, and I can't do the plug, but he did sell it at an auction house. And the winning bid for his Jay Leno's 2015 Tesla Model S P90D, $95,500. That almost sounds like a song. $95,500. Anyway, that's what he sold it for. That's what it got on the auction. And it was not on Barrett Jackson, by the way, or Meekum. So there you go. It was on a different auction house. But in my opinion, as I was watching it come through, I saw his name, Jay Leno, on that car. I'm going, and there's a picture of that in his garage, of course, and many pictures of the car to help it get sold. But $95,500 is not too bad of a price. That's really good price. I thought that car would go for $100,000. Maybe I should have slipped a bid in. It only takes money. Okay, let's get back to this email before the garage door closes down on the second hour of our Auto World show this week. We've got Randy in Nashville, Indiana, and shout out there to our great affiliate, WGCL, AM 1370, and 98.7 FM in Nashville. He's got a truck that's running 220 degrees usually, and then it's getting hot, getting in the red. If he sits in traffic, he says, it gets in the red pretty quick. He just wondered if I could help him with some ideas to get it fixed. And yes, there's many, many ideas here, Randy. First and foremost, you said it was a 2000 Chevrolet 3/4 ton extended cab. Now, a 2000 is roughly 21 years old, Randy, right? If I'm doing the math right. Okay. We're going into the year 22, but yeah, it's 21 years old. Randy, have you ever replaced the thermostat on the engine? I'm just going to throw out some questions back to you, because we want that replaced, Randy. And yes, by the way, for other folks that's having an overheating problem, if you have had the thermostat replaced, maybe, Randy, you have too, it could still be bad. New parts are bad. Yeah, seriously, right out of the box. I've been there, done that, and it just keeps getting not the best, by the way. A lot of I was talking about shocks, you know, not making your car bounce. Yeah, some shocks have been bad right out of the box. So, yes, disc brake rotors have been warped brand new right out of the box. You have to have them turned. So, with my point there is just make sure that the thermostat is good and working correctly. Randy, another little Auto World tip is go get yourself a thermometer gun. Pretty inexpensive, you know. It's got a little red dot when you pull the trigger, and it shows you a digital display of the temperature. Go to the top of the engine. Point that red dot before and after the thermostat, see if it's working. That's another little Auto World tip for each and every one of us. And then also, if it's getting too hot, do we have a clutch fan working on this, Randy, on this 2000 Chevrolet? We want the clutch fan to sound like the transmission has shifted down. Really drawing the air in. How do you like my sound effects, Randy? We want to make those sound effects. When you first start up, here's how to test the clutch fan. Truck's cold, Randy, sitting overnight. Go out, pop the hood, make sure the hood's up because you can hear it better. Get in there, turn the radio off, please. Turn the air conditioner off, please. Turn everything off. Put the driver's window down, Randy. Start it up. I want to hear the clutch fan going, whoop, sucking air in. And then I want you to get out. If you don't hear it going, whoop, sucking air in, run out, put your hand, not in the fan, Randy. No, but above the shroud. I want to feel air, a lot of air going across that engine. If you don't feel it, Randy, you've got a clutch fan out. And also, some of these are electronic-controlled clutch fans. If you got an engine light on, Randy, when it's scanned, and you could get a code of, I believe it's 209. It might be the code fault code number on that Chevrolet truck. That is an electronic-controlled clutch fan, and that will tell you with that code that electronically-controlled side of that electronic, turns it on, mechanical takes over from there. You could have that being bad right there. Now, another thing, radiator. If you're sitting in traffic, is the radiator with 21 years on it, is it pretty much clogged up? It could be. How do we tell? Well, if you don't have a thermometer gun, you can also get up to operating temperatures, Randy, if you would, there in Nashville, and use your hand. Don't burn your hand, but touch the upper radiator hose, and then go down, lay on your back, go up, touch the lower radiator hose. after it gets up to 220 operating conditions. Once it gets up to operating conditions, those hoses should be the same temperature on your hand because the thermostat's opening, letting the cool water from the radiator get into the block, transfer. Hot engine coolant to cold that's in the radiator because it's sitting out in the cool air. That's how that all works. So after 21 years, clutch fan, thermostat, radiator pluggage. Three things, Randy. I do appreciate you. Randy, send me an email address so we can send you some good gifts, of course, from the Lincoln Continental we got out here with the rust and all that, and the beat up. The windshield's been bashed in, the whole thing. But the one thing that we do have is a bunch of great, well, we got some wash drops in there to keep that 2000 Chevrolet three-quarter ton looking good. That's how you do it, folks. Randy, you're a charter member now. Appreciate you emailing us right there from Nashville, Indiana. Well, folks, we're getting close to the second hour. Leaving us. Oh, stay tuned for the third hour. We're going to have a little seminar on oil. Oil, I say. Yes, oil. And it's back. Oh, yeah. But wait till you hear about the flying spur in a different way, the flying spur. And some more history behind the ice cream truck. Hope you got your ice cream bar out. We're going to have a lot of fun coming back from the third hour in.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
Drive safe and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.